Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Presidential campaign enters its final days. We have the story.
I'm Rodney Price. Wichita police released the name of the victim in a weekend homicide. That story is ahead.
A South Wichita fire leaves one person seriously hurt. I'm Dave Wilson.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday. A winter weather advisory is in effect across South Central Kansas for a variety of precipitation this morning. We will talk about how that will impact your drive to work here in just a few minutes.
Hazardous driving conditions across South Central Kansas. We're getting some rain, snow, drizzle today. Possible accumulation of 1 to 2 inches. We have a winter weather advisory through tonight. Forecast says Wichita's high temperature may not reach 30 degrees. A number of schools in the area have canceled classes today. Let's take a look at traffic right now. It's turning into quite a mess out there. Jad Chambers in traffic. Jad?
And now a couple of vehicles involved in a traffic accident. They're actually shutting down southbound I-135 at 21st Street.
Southbound at 21st. Okay.
Shut down. You can't get through.
All right. So we got a number of accidents out there. Take it slow and easy. Well, the election is into its final full week of the campaign as the Trump and Biden campaigns seek to sway those who may still be undecided.
The president is doing multiple rallies daily. In Manchester, New Hampshire, Sunday, he criticized Biden for, at times, staying close to home.
He never goes anywhere. And when he does, it's Delaware. Now, I like Delaware, too, but, you know, he just wants to stay right next to that house.
Democratic VP nominee Senator Kamala Harris was at a church in Detroit Sunday to say America can move toward being more unified under new leadership.
We still have a lot of work to do to build that brotherhood and sisterhood, to build that beloved community.
The polls have Biden with a slight lead over the president nationally with less than 10 days to Election Day. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
Wichita police say 41-year-old Costello Reed of Wichita died in a shooting at a North Wichita nightclub.
It happened around 2 a.m. Saturday at the Apple Lounge in the 3200 block of North Broadway. When WPD arrived, they found the victim with a gunshot wound to his upper body. He was transported to an area hospital where he later died. Police say Reed was inside of the club when a disturbance ensued. An unknown suspect fired a shot, striking Reed. Police say this was not a random incident, and the investigation continues. If you have any information, you are asked to call police. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
A fire destroyed part of a home, and one person was seriously injured in South Wichita Sunday morning.
Emergency dispatch said crews were called to a fire at a residence in the 1000 block of South Lore around 10:30 a.m. Sunday near Lincoln and Washington. Lieutenant Phil Woodruff of the Wichita Fire Department told KSN News that the fire was showing from the porch and the front side of the house and that there was heavy fire involvement. First responders were able to control the blaze. A man who suffered smoke inhalation left the scene before being treated. The cause of the fire is still under investigation. Dave Wilson, KNSS News.
The Kansas Bureau of Investigation says law enforcement officers shot and killed an Arkansas man who they say shot at officers during a chase. The KBI says 32-year-old Wesley Jordan of Hot Springs, Arkansas, died in the shooting Friday in southeast Kansas. The chase began after a victim reported being robbed in Coffeyville. The KBI says a passenger in the minivan fired at officers during a chase involving the Kansas Highway Patrol and Montgomery County Sheriff's deputies. A patrol officer shot Jordan when he eventually got out of the van. The driver of the minivan, a 26-year-old Coffeyville woman, was arrested on charges related to the robbery. Cases are rising around the world amid the coronavirus pandemic. Fox's Alex Hogan has the latest on COVID-19.
A new record. More than 80,000 Americans have contracted the coronavirus in the last 2 days. This new wave of coronavirus cases we're seeing around the globe bring on even more restrictions. The Spanish government declaring its second state of emergency since the pandemic began. It's not as strict as the first, which ordered for home confinement. Still, a curfew goes into effect tonight. The move is similar to neighboring France's curfew. In Germany, Berlin's new restrictions limit gatherings to groups of 6 people indoors and 12 people outside. Today, the country reported that cases doubled since last week. Italy's shutting down gyms and movie theaters for the next month. Ski slopes are off limits to everyone except professional skiers. Russia surpassing 1.5 million cases.
According to Johns Hopkins University, there are over 8 million coronavirus cases and more than 225,000 COVID-related deaths in the U.S. KNSS News Time now, 7:05, 5 minutes past 7 o'clock.
The Kansas City Chiefs in the cold in Denver yesterday. Would it affect them? Well, we'll find out coming up in sports.
Congressman Estes comments on Wichita North Junction improvements. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted.
Station.
The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted now, 7:08, 8 minutes past 7 o'clock on this Monday morning. Kansas 4th District Congressman Ron Estes tells KNSS News a grant from the U.S. Department of Transportation will help fund the North Junction project in Wichita.
There's multiple phases there. The grant that we just worked on and got approved through the U.S. Department of Transportation is for $21 million to help out with the gold phase of that project, which is really the major phase.
Estes says the North Junction project is the biggest one going on in Kansas right now. Ron Estes, our guest on the John Whitmer Show, Sunday night on KNSS. A pro-Trump convoy of hundreds of vehicles met with angry opposition in the streets of New York City Sunday.
Fights broke out between supporters and opponents of President Trump as a Jews for Trump convoy of cars draped with American flags and Trump 2020 banners rolled through Manhattan and Brooklyn. Several protesters threw eggs or stones at the vehicles, snatching flags and shouting insults. In this instance, posted on Twitter by @NYScanner, a bicyclist confronted one of the drivers and punched his car.
Get out of here! Don't touch my car! Don't touch my car! Don't touch my car! Don't touch my car!
Seven people were arrested after physical confrontations in Times Square. The president's personal lawyer and former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani greeted supporters from the passenger seat of a car driving near Trump Tower. Salchi and Grasso, Fox News.
You never know what you're going to find with a metal detector.
How about a more than 200-year-old coin? That's what Shane Houston of North Carolina found during a metal-detecting trip in Maine. He had permission to search on the grounds of a church in Emden, and his device detected a 1798 penny under a few inches of soil. Turns out the coin comes from the first decade of American minted money in North America. Houston says the penny isn't in perfect condition and figures it might be worth around $200. But he really doesn't care because he has no intention of selling it. Kathleen Maloney, Fox News.
KNSS News time now, 7:10, 10 minutes past 7 o'clock.
All over Wichita, we're getting reports of traffic accidents and slide-offs. They've actually closed southbound I-135 up at 21st Street North. Plenty of reports of traffic accidents and slide-offs along Kellogg this morning. Basically, be extra careful. If you have to go anywhere today, be extra careful. Drive extra slowly. If you don't have to go, don't. Just don't be on the roadways this morning. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
And we should probably add that the Wichita Accident Reporting Plan is in effect.
The Emergency Accident Reporting Plan. Yeah,
that's going on. All right, let's take a look at the forecast now. The KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ron L. Williams. Good morning, Ron L.
Hey, good morning, Steve. You know, it's already early, and it's already a rough one out there.
It's tough. It's tough out there today.
Yeah, we'll have to continue to keep a close eye on Storm Tracker radar just because we're expecting the snow, the sleet, really just a mixed bag to continue to fall as we go through the day. And with temperatures staying below freezing, that's what's going to make things hazardous out there as well as slick. So we've got a high of 28 today, 80% chance, wintry mix, some snow showers as well. North winds at 15 to 25, making that high of 28 feel even colder. We've got cloudy skies tonight, dropping down to a 40% chance of a wintry mix with north winds at 10 to 20. Once we get into our Tuesday, another 70% chance, or I should just say a likelihood, of some freezing rain, a mix of sleet, snow, high of 32, highs hovering around freezing. We've got 40s by Wednesday, and that means as we get above freezing, we should be able to see that transition from a mixed bag to just plain old chilly rain showers, and that's how we'll wrap things up once we get into our Thursday with just a plain old chilly rain and highs in the 40s. We do have a silver lining ahead. Friday, the sunshine coming back out. Highs in the 50s, sunny weekend ahead with highs in the 60s. It's just going to be a busy first half of the work week. Right now, we're at 26 degrees. We've got a north wind at 21 miles an hour, gusting up to 35. This is what's making it feel like 12 degrees right now. And we've also got visibility down to 1.5 miles.
And nobody's gone out and stuck a ruler in the snow and figure out how deep it is out there yet. Have you done that yet, Ronnie? Yeah.
No, I haven't gotten a chance, but Steve, I have been outside a few times,
yeah.
And actually we are starting to get some of those reports coming in. I do have a report out of Eisenhower right here over the last few minutes, just under an inch, 0.8 inch, so, but it's still snowing out there, so those numbers are only going to keep going up.
All right. Thank you, Ron L., the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ron L. Williams. Here's a partial list of the closings. I'm going to go over one more time. Andover closed, Belle Plaine, Circle, Clearwater, Conway Springs, Derby, Douglas, Goddard, Hayesville, Heston, Mulvane, Newton, Renwick, Rose Hill, Sedgwick, Valley Center, Wichita Sunrise Christian, Wichita Catholic Schools, Winfield, French University. Most everybody's shutting down. Just put it that way. The way to do it, the easy way. Most of them shutting down. Special guest this morning. I'm not really a guest. Ted Woodward's back with us this morning. Good morning, Ted.
Well, I'll take the term special guest.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Yeah, it's been almost 8 weeks since I was on the air with you guys. And for those that don't know, I battled the coronavirus and COVID-19 and had to go to the hospital and still recovering.
Spent a number of days in ICU and got us all upset down here at the radio station, worried about you.
But I didn't, when I first contacted this, I didn't think it would be that bad, but it got pretty serious. But certainly I did not know I was going to miss being on the radio for nearly 2 months, but yeah. I'm glad to be back.
Well, we've been talking about it this morning. If you're just tuning in, Ted, as you said, the last day we were together was, what, the Friday before Labor Day? Was that it, you think?
Yeah, Thursday or Friday before Labor Day, I think.
And you got into some very serious condition, but now you're recovering and you're back home. The isolation of people not knowing what's going on with Ted Woodward. We got so many calls, and we wanted to respect your privacy and so forth and didn't say much about it. And we said nothing about it, really. And I know some people were very worried, but this is what's happened, and Ted's going to be back with us gradually the next couple of days. We hope to have him back full-time doing his thing with the sports and the burn and everything here in just in a few days. Right, Ted?
Yeah, we'll try to get back to normal and see if I can handle it. I hope I can. So it's just been a deal where I've really had to deal with fatigue issues. I know that's hit some COVID patients pretty hard, and that's kind of what my main problem is that I'm very easily fatigued. So still trying to go through the process of getting my lungs built up and get back to close to normal.
You know, the thing is, when people seem to take this all so lightly, I don't know what I thought at first, but when this happened, when you went down, I thought, no, I got to get serious about this. I got to watch what I'm doing. I got to wear the mask. I don't want this to happen to anybody else. We want to get Ted back. And I'll tell you, if you're out there and you don't know anybody who's had it, well, thanks. Well, that's great. But dadgummit, most of us know somebody who's come down with this. And like you say, some people don't have any symptoms at all, but you got hit pretty hard.
Yeah, it's so infectious. And like so many people, I don't know how I contracted it. I was, I was washing my hands and wearing my mask and going about my daily affairs, but I got it somehow from somewhere, and it got me pretty hard. So like you said, there's been so many cases now. We all know someone who has had it or has contracted it or is dealing with it, or families that are dealing with it, and it's just impacted everything we do every day. So I just pray for everyone's health, and I don't want anyone to have to go through what me and other people have.
Well, you had it, and I watched your behavior. Of course, we were wiping down surfaces every day.
Oh, yeah.
I saw you doing it. You were very meticulous about it and keeping your hands clean, but somewhere you picked it up, and it's like that. I mean,
well, I think that's the good news. I don't think I got it at work, because we were keeping things super clean and trying to stay away from each other and do our jobs. And so I don't think I got it at work, thank God, but I got it from somewhere else.
All right, so what did you do to keep your mind busy other than watching lots and lots of good old TV? how did you keep from going crazy?
Well, that was the problem when you're in the hospital. You really don't have any other option rather than to, watch TV or read or whatever. But now that I'm out, my recovery has kind of been a main focus. You just have to exercise and do things and make sure my lungs are getting stronger. So, sitting and watching TV isn't doing my lungs any good. So,
getting up and moving. You bet.
Yeah. The movement and just doing that has really been my focus the last 3 weeks.
Sounds you get out and get your bicycle and go right around the block a few times.
Especially
today. Today would be great.
That would wear me out a little bit. But I've been walking more and more, trying to get outside.
Good.
Before the weather turned bad, I was getting in up to about 5,000 steps a day, and that would wear me out, but it's certainly more than I was doing a week ago.
It's like, I think it's, I don't know for sure, but it seems like conditioning for athletics or whatever, it takes a gradual time to build it back up,
Yeah, it sure does. It's been a slow haul, and it still will be for me in the weeks to come, but getting better day by day, week by week.
All right, Ted's with us this morning. We're going to be checking in with him from time to time this morning, keep you posted on what's going on. As Ted Woodward begins his recovery with Steve and Ted, 7:19 now with Steve and Ted in the morning, and it is time for sports. Jad Chambers doing the sports this morning, talking about the Chiefs with another great victory, right, Ted?
Yeah, that's right. The Chiefs in some bad weather conditions yesterday in Denver, cold and snowy. The Chiefs in the first quarter traded touchdowns but took a big lead courtesy of the defense and special teams in the second. You heard it yesterday right here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Chiefs 10, Broncos 6, empty backfield. Pass sidearm, pass intercepted. It's Dan Sorensen, a pick six. Dan Sorensen, dirty Dan Sorensen, as Drew Lock throws a 50-yard pick six for Dirty Dan, the third pick six of his career.
Dirty Dan.
That's right. A pick six for Dan Sorensen. And we also had I mentioned special teams earlier. We had a kickoff return for a touchdown from former Wildcat and Butler Grizzly Byron Pringle. Kickoff return for a touchdown there in the second. It all led to a fairly comfortable 43-16 win for the Kansas City Chiefs. Here's Kansas City Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes.
Definitely nice for me. I mean, it's nice that we'll be able to go out there and win in several different ways. And we kind of feel the temperature of the game, offense, defense, and special teams. And obviously, we want to score every drive, but it's not there. And the defense is playing like it's playing today. Don't make anything worse and just punt and let the special teams work and then let the defense go out there and make plays.
Yeah, it's pretty good for him when they can win in a variety of different ways out there. So. Pretty good for the Kansas City Chiefs. 43-16 win over Denver. The Chiefs at home next Sunday, hosting the New York Jets. Tonight, over on 97.5 and 1240 KFH, it's the Kansas City Chiefs Kingdom Show at 6, followed by Monday Night Football at 7, the LA Rams hosting the Chicago Bears. NASCAR's Cup playoff race in Texas had to be postponed after 52 laps on a misty day that slowly deteriorated to drizzle. While it never actually rained before the event was called off, the delay was for just over 4 hours, and then they gave it up. They said the restart sometime this morning, but forecast isn't promising continuing chances of rain there, so we'll just have to see on the NASCAR Cup playoff race in Texas. Right now in the lead, Steve, Emporia native Clint Bowyer.
Hey, Bowyer, way to go, Chief.
Yeah, Jimmy Johnson in second place. But, after 52 laps, Clint Bowyer in the lead there in Texas in NASCAR. We've got some major trouble brewing for the Arizona men's basketball program. Here's Fox's Matt Napolitano.
The NCAA has reportedly served the University of Arizona men's basketball program with 9 allegations of misconduct, including 5 level 1 allegations, the most serious under NCAA rules. According to multiple media reports, Arizona has been charged with lack of institutional control and failure to monitor, while head coach Sean Miller has been charged with lack of head coach control. The allegations of misconduct follow a multi-year investigation into the program stemming from the federal investigation into bribes and other misconduct in college basketball. The University acknowledged they had received notice of the allegations from the NCAA on Friday, but declined to provide further information. A meeting of the school's Board of Regents scheduled to take place Monday. Ryan Mayer, Fox News.
And of course, we have a World Series going on. Los Angeles Dodgers are just one victory away. They beat the Tampa Bay Rays yesterday 4-2 to take a 3-2 lead. That's sports on Steve and Ted in the morning.
7:22, keep it here for Rush Limbaugh's morning update. A professor was afraid to let her children watch the last debate. That's coming up, Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots.
He scored!
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.